I first want to thank members for their concern for the well-being of our students. We all are very concerned for the well-being of all our students. On the Montfort Secondary School fighting incident, MOE issued a media statement on 3rd of March 2025 about the outcome of the school's investigations and the actions taken by the school. So I invite members to seek clarification if needed, if we have time. For members who asked about MOE's processes for handling bullying incidents, these have been comprehensively detailed in MOE's parliamentary response on 14th October 2024. These remain relevant. However, most of this work happens behind the scenes in schools, and members of the public may not be aware of the actions taken. So today I would like to highlight some additional points to make clear MOE's approach in handling bullying and fighting incidents. Let me first start by reiterating that any form of hurtful behaviour is not acceptable and has no place in our schools. However, I would like to point out that when any incident of fighting or bullying is shared online, for example, via a social media post or a video, usually a one-sided story is presented from a particular perspective. While we would hope that members of the public can remember that what they see or read online may not present the full facts of the case, people often react emotively to what they see online and form quick judgments on what had happened or who was in the right or wrong in that incident. Hence, let me put forth what MOE and schools do when handling such incidents. When an incident is reported, the school will conduct thorough investigations to understand the facts before deciding on the appropriate course of action, which could include both disciplinary and rehabilitative actions. If a police report is filed, the school will also assist the school in their investigations, including supporting their staff and students who may be called up for questioning. For serious cases, perpetrators will face legal consequences in accordance to the law. MOE and schools would prefer to handle each case sensitively to provide space and privacy for the students involved to learn from their mistakes and grow from the experience. However, if a case is made public online and the information provided is unduly skewed such that it causes public concern, damages the reputation of other parties and or seek to promote one side of the story even though the accuser may not be totally innocent, MOE may have to put out the facts of the case to provide a balanced view of the entire incident, including the actions of all who were involved based on the school's investigation. This is to be fair to our educators and all parties involved. MOE also put out information on actions taken against all parties who share responsibility for the incident, the initiator who started the fight and others who retaliated or joined in subsequently. Bystanders and those who recorded the incident and shared the recordings online will also be called out, counseled and punished if necessary. This is to remind them not to do so, to avoid further hurting the ones who are involved and to highlight to them that by sharing the recordings, they are endorsing the acts and are complicit to the act. This will also mitigate the impulse to normalise or chase the extremes in the contest to circulate ever more startling videos and content. While firm actions will be taken to address the parties involved in each incident, the school will also use the opportunity as a teachable moment, a teaching moment to all its students. Mr. Speaker and parliamentary members, this is also a teaching moment for us and the whole of our community. We cannot form good conclusions from a video snippet. I thank you for your concern for our students. So let us work together to protect schools as a safe space for our children to learn from their mistakes and to change and to grow.